welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 91 years ago today, in 1934, the notorious American outlaws, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, met their end in a police ambush near Gippsland, Louisiana. Their crime spree during the Great Depression had captured the nation's attention, and their deaths marked the conclusion of a tumultuous chapter in American history. This event underscored the relentless pursuit of justice and the determination of law enforcement to restore peace and order during challenging times. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain sideshore at 6 to 8 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Keep an eye out for occasional chest-high sets as the swell builds. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds and the onshore wind is 8 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 4 foot at 7 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features waist-to-stomach-high waves with fair conditions in the mornings, transitioning to choppy afternoons. Saturday begins with light winds and builds to manageable conditions, while Sunday offers clean, glassy surf, peaking with occasional head-high sets. Monday sees a slight decline, maintaining fair conditions but introducing choppy waters by midday. Overall, a solid weekend for surfers of all levels. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 60 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:49 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:44. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today with a high around 70 and a gentle south wind that could gust up to 25 mph. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 59 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Saturday through Tuesday with highs around 68 to 70 degrees. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Enjoy your weekend. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, warning signs are now posted at Torrey Pines State Beach after a swimmer had a close encounter with a large shark measuring between 7 and 8 feet. This incident occurred on Tuesday morning near Lifeguard Tower 5, as reported by George Moreno from Cal State University Long Beach's Shark Lab. Shark Lab Director Chris Lowe noted that it is the start of shark season in Southern California as white sharks return to warmer waters. While shark bumps are rare, Lowe encouraged beachgoers to enjoy the water while remaining aware of the presence of stingrays, which injure many people each year. Now on to sports. The college football playoff is set to adopt a straight seeding model for the 2025 to 2026 postseason. Executives unanimously approved this change, which means teams will be seeded directly based on the selection committee's rankings, rather than conference championships. This new format will allow the top four seeds to earn a bye into the quarterfinals. However, it comes with a financial compromise, ensuring that the four highest-ranked conference champions will still receive $8 million each, regardless of their seed. As discussions continue regarding the playoff's future format, significant changes, including a potential 16-team playoff, are anticipated. In local sports, yesterday morning in Toronto, the Friars narrowly lost to the Blue Jays 7-6 in an 11-inning showdown. Despite Sheets' two homers and Tatis stepping up with a clutch single, San Diego stumbled as Estrada took the loss. The Friars now stand at 27-21, struggling through a six-game losing streak. Tomorrow afternoon, the Padres face the Braves at Truist Park for Game 1 of a three-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 2.86 ERA, challenges Chris Sale, holding a 3.62 ERA. First pitch is at 4:15 with sunny skies and a temperature of 76 degrees in Atlanta. In top news, OpenAI is acquiring Jony Ive's artificial intelligence hardware company, IO, in a deal valued at nearly $6 billion and $500 million. About 55 employees, including key figures like Scott Cannon, Evans Hanke, and Tang Tan, will join OpenAI. While Jony Ive will not be part of OpenAI, his design firm, Lovefrom, will oversee design across the company. The first product, set to launch in 2026, promises to be innovative, pocket-sized, and contextually aware, as OpenAI CEO Sam Altman describes it as a totally new kind of thing. In business news, in a dramatic legal battle, WM Esports, a division of Endeavor, sought to bolster its baseball division by offering $25 million to agents Jim Murray and Michael Stivell, enticing them to leave XL Sports Management. The fallout led to a ruling by arbitrator Michael Gottsman, who stated that their actions caused an unprecedented departure of clients and a serious reputational loss for XL. Gavivami was ordered to pay over $10 million in damages, marking a significant shift in the baseball representation industry. WME is now considering exiting baseball altogether, citing a conflict of interest. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6% for the week, to just over $111,000. Ethereum is up 13%, to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 19%, to 19 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In an important update for streaming enthusiasts, Netflix will discontinue support for certain older Amazon Fire TV devices starting June 3, 2025. This includes the first-generation Fire TV, Fire TV Stick, and Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote Control. These models, launched in 2014, have not received software or security updates for years, leaving many users to upgrade to newer devices. The decision may stem from Netflix's shift to newer standards like the AV1 codec, enhancing streaming quality. If you own a first-generation device, consider upgrading to a newer model for better performance. And in entertainment news, Sylvester Stallone's latest role in Tulsa King has captivated audiences, showcasing his character, Dwight the General Manfredi, navigating life after prison in Oklahoma. The Taylor Sheridan series quickly became a hit on Paramount Plus, leading to a second season filmed in Atlanta. With a third season confirmed, fans can expect returning cast members like Garrett Hedlund and Vincent Piazza, along with new faces like Kevin Pollak as an FBI agent who has an axe to grind. While a specific release date has yet to be announced, a fall premiere seems likely, providing much-needed entertainment during the wait for more Yellowstone content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Hoffer. And he said, "In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.